With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Michigan's governor trying to convince the White House to change course on tariffs that affect the auto industry. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer met privately this week with President Donald Trump about how the automotive industry is being hurt by his tariffs. She told Trump that economic damage from the tariffs could be severe in Michigan, a state that helped deliver him to the White House in 2024. According to people familiar with the private conversation, Trump offered no specific comments, but White House spokesman Kush Desai says no other president has taken a greater interest in restoring American auto industry dominance than President Trump. Donna Warder, Washington.
And Rhett has regained tropical storm strength in the Pacific. Forecasters, though, say it's not likely to threaten land. Flash flooding in China. At least 10 people are dead, but dozens are still missing. Extremely heavy rain in the northwestern Gansu province for several days. Four astronauts are home from space early Saturday morning.
And so we did have splashdown happen on time at 8:33 a.m. Pacific, 11:33 a.m. Eastern, off the coast of San Diego, California.
Two crew members are from the United States and one each from Russia and Japan. A legal fight over the release of audio and video recordings and other records related to the 2022 shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, is coming closer to an end. The Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District and Uvalde County are expected to release records early as next week. Media organizations sued for the release, and the district and county officials voted in July to make the disputed material public. This is SRN News. Religious people are a minority now in a growing number of nations.
The vast majority of the global population follows some faith, mostly Christianity and Islam. But religiously unaffiliated people, those who are atheists, agnostics, or adherents of no particular faith, are now the majority in 10 countries. China and North Korea are perhaps the most obvious ones on the list. But the unaffiliated are also a majority now in the Netherlands, New Zealand, the Czech Republic, Uruguay, Japan, Vietnam, Macau, and Hong Kong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The very liberal mayor of Budapest, Hungary, has been questioned by police over accusations of helping organize a gay pride parade, one of several LGBT displays the government has banned. While the event was illegal, Hungarian authorities say they will not press charges against attendees, but we'll seek out the organizers. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports now on the death of 97-year-old legendary astronaut James Lovell.
In NASA's early years, Lovell was one of its most traveled astronauts. In 1970, he was supposed to have been the fifth man to walk on the moon. Apollo 13 service module carrying Lovell and two others experienced a sudden oxygen tank explosion. The crew barely survived.
A situation where it appears that it's doomed to disaster. People at Mission Control turned an almost certain catastrophe into a successful recovery.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Billy Houghton, a former Green Bay Packers star, regarded as one of the most productive receivers in the pre-Super Bowl era, has died. He was 95. Houghton was also the founder and one of the founders and the first president of the NFL Players Association. More details at srnnews.com.